We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Work ain't done yet in Austin. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. Hope you're staying dry out there. Spotty showers are striking throughout North Texas. However, nothing is expected to be severe. Texas lawmakers started their special session today in Austin, and the head of the Texas Senate says it's necessary because of lawmakers in the Texas House.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says House Speaker Dade Phelan's refused to talk to him. They're both Republicans, but Patrick says the House has been too slow to pass bills to him in the Senate.
I'm tired of the dysfunction of the House in passing legislation to us in a timely manner, and I'm tired of these points of orders that are called on good legislation like the virtual school bill.
Phelan hasn't responded. Patrick says school choice and property taxes lead issues he wants to take up during this special session. But he'll also preside over the impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton later this summer.
We appointed a committee yesterday to create the rules. It's been almost 100 years since the last impeachment. But beyond that, that's all I can say.
Governor Greg Abbott wants lawmakers to take up property taxes and border security. He's already said this would not be the only special session in Austin. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The U.S. Supreme Court today declined to hear the appeal of a Houston woman who was found guilty of murdering an Arlington couple in a case laced with witchcraft and spells.
In 2012, 73-year-old Long Nguyen and his 63-year-old wife, Hoang Lee, owned a sewing business in Arlington that was not doing well. The Vietnamese natives believed a curse had been cast on their company, and they hired Daphne Wright, a Houston-area woman who was a self-proclaimed witch, to remove that spell. But it cost far more than the Nguyens could afford, and when they racked up a debt, Wright hired two people to kill them so she could collect life insurance money. Former Tarrant County Prosecutor Sam Williams said after the conviction,
they were able to amass a debt of $280,000, and obviously they weren't able to pay that, and that's where this insurance scheme came in.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejected the appeal without comment. Wright is serving a life prison term without parole. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
State of Texas is joining the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court in seeking to shut down a nuisance strip club.
Temptations is a hotbed of criminal activity. Those are the words from the state of Texas as it files suit seeking to shut the Western Tarrant County strip club down. Its lawsuit notes that from 2020 to the end of last year, the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office responded to 247 calls for service at that one club, more than all other bars and nightclubs in unincorporated Tarrant County combined. And the lawlessness has not subsided during the first 5 months of this year. In fact, just this past weekend, one person was killed and several others were injured in a shooting at that club. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes begins her 11-year prison sentence today.
Holmes turned herself into the minimum security women's federal prison in Bryan, Texas. It's about 100 miles north of Houston. It comes about a year after she was convicted of four felony counts of fraud and conspiracy. Her claims that Theranos technology could scan for various diseases from just a finger prick of blood were proven false.
Every time you create something new, there should be questions. And to me, that's a sign that you've actually done something that is transformative.
Holmes has also been ordered to pay back investors $450 million. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Next time you place an order online from HEB, a robot might be getting your groceries. The San Antonio-based chain now has six e-commerce centers, with another opening in Plano this summer. HEB's Kadar Patel says the robots bring groceries to people who are filling orders.
This facility not only will support the store it's adjacent to, but it'll support surrounding stores as well. In a hub and spoke model, we'll be fulfilling orders, putting them on trucks, and those trucks will be taking those orders as close to real time as possible to the stores for customer pickup.
He says the clerks make sure nothing's damaged and the fruit isn't bruised before they ship it off. Patel says the e-commerce centers let them fill online orders more quickly. Cowboys starting up OTAs again this week, working to implement new players into their offense and defensive schemes. Quarterback Dak Prescott says he's excited to get to work with the young tight ends.
It's fun, as long as they listen. And honestly, that's what we have is young guys that listen, young guys that want to get better. If I'm throwing away from here and I hit anybody up, those two young guys are coming running. So, I mean, I think that's huge, just that they want to get better. They understand that they have to fill in that gap, I guess. You can say from a guy, Dalton, who had been here years and we had had years of working together, that they want to speed up that process. And they're doing that this offseason. I can't be more thankful for it.
Prescott went back with Coach Mike McCarthy, looked at all of the interceptions he threw last year. Prescott says the new offense is going to take care of a lot of the mistakes.
Just being cleaner and understanding that, like, that's why I'm saying purpose. Is when you went back and you looked at that tape, you could see that guys weren't necessarily thinking what I was thinking and we weren't on the same page. And when all 11 are on the same page and we understand why, the whole passing game is going to be cleaner. My decision-making, my throws, these guys playmaking, them catching and running the ball, all of that's going to be cleaner.
Cowboys will hold three OTA practices at the Star this week. With your afternoon All-Local, I'm Austin York.
The All-Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.